Falling on the ice sucks. You know, sometimes it hurts, right? Isn't that crazy?
It also sucks if it goes through your eye socket.
Yeah. That's going to be in Moose Tracks, as well as
my cool tattoo with a dog on it and a bow tie, all wrapped into one beautiful arm. My arm.
Happy listening to Moose Tracks, Reginald.
You've said Reginald so many times.
Darius. Well, I think I did.
You've said Darius, too.
Cliff.
Okay, no Cliff yet. That's nice. I like that.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
Did some sliding around taking Evie to school yesterday. It was icy yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
I slid right into work. I barely even had to touch my gas pedal once. Just
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not an adventure, but it got to the point where I pulled over and was like, okay, Evie, I think we're going to have to walk to school. So, but then we figured out, okay, we just got to actually take this hill with a little momentum going into it because we watched somebody do it behind us and like they had success with it. Okay, let's try this. If this doesn't work, we'll walk to school. And it worked and I got her to school, but yeah, it's a little slippery. When did you fall down on the ice or did you witness some ice slippage? Whether it's in the car or on foot.
Have you seen the video of the bus sliding through an intersection?
No.
Oh, it's funny. There's no kids on it. But the guy who's recording it, and they keep adding different songs to it, but as this bus is sliding through the intersection, it's like, Sweet Caroline.
Oh, boy.
And they just keep adding different music to this bus sliding through this intersection.
Were there kids in there?
No, I just told you there were no kids in there.
Oh, I missed that. I was thinking of that moment when you pump the brakes up to an intersection, and it's like, it's kind of a busy intersection,
yeah. But
you're still sliding, and your anti-skid brakes are going, gunk, 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 gunk. Please, please, please. It's like, what are you going to do? You're just going to lay on the horn and go, look out, everybody! I'm coming!
I hate when you can feel it, like, under your foot. You go to press the brakes, and it's like, and you're like, no, no, no! Not today!
Like, there should be an emergency. You remember, you don't remember the Batman 89 movie, but he had this, like, projectile hook. That would blast out the side of his car, and it would grab onto the light pole, and he could do this, like, instant 90-degree turn.
That'd be nice.
There should almost be something like that for cars when you're sliding on ice and you're about to plow into the intersection.
There should be a different sounding horn. You've got the, like, move, bitch, get out of the way horn, and then you should have the, like, the dear God, I can't stop.
Yeah.
Please, everybody move.
I've lost control. That sort of horn.
Please have your insurance providers ready, because I'm slamming into somebody.
Had enough yet? More Moose Tracks now.
Morning Moose on Laser 103.3. Talking about slipping on the ice, whether it was feet or car. 244-1033 or the Facebook. Tim, now you slipped on, it wasn't ice, it was rain, right?
Yep.
Okay, what happened?
Well, I dropped my wife and my daughter off at the door. It was raining real bad, Cedar Rapids. So I went and parked, and then I was like, I'll dead sprint into the store. So I'm running at a dead sprint all the way to the door, and I literally stepped on the tiles they have right there and went to stop, and my feet kept going, and my body, I just slammed to the ground, and my shoes went flying into the door, my phone went the other way, and I literally laid there and just looked up at the stars, I looked up at the sky, and I just... It was one of those moments where you just wanted to disappear.
I know.
You're looking up at the stars like, just cast something down on me now.
Just take me now. Take me now.
I'm ready.
That's one of the more... I never really thought about that. After the fall is probably the most humbling moment of your life.
Oh, yeah. Especially when your shoes are literally in the Walmart and you're not in the Walmart.
That's the weirdest feeling ever. That's
somebody
the point.
In the Walmart there, but like the greeter's like, what? Did that New Balance just come flying in? What happened?
That's when you start thinking, like, is this because I didn't hold the door open for that person in 2004? Like, karma's really coming for me right now.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, did anybody offer to help you up or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Two people came up to me and asked if I was all right. And I just jumped up with my pride. You know, I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah,
and
we're
I
good.
I was hurting everywhere. My head was hurting, my elbow, my knee, my wrist. I mean, I was like, I'm good. I'm okay.
You got a tibula bone poking through the skin. I'm fine. We're good.
Where's I need the bread aisle. I really need some Italian bread. So did your wife and your daughter see, or were they?
Yes. Oh, my wife was laughing so hard. She couldn't even stand up.
It's kind of sad. We can fit all the best moments of the Morning Moose in only 10 minutes. You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
Naughty got a tattoo.
Got the tattoo that you guys voted on.
Oh, yeah. People voted on it.
Mm-hmm.
The link is up on our Twitter.
And it's on our Facebook and our Instagram. And my Facebook and my Instagram and Thor's Instagram. Everyone's Instagram. It's everywhere.
It's a little different than I thought it would be.
Really?
I thought you'd have him like kind of like in a top hat and a monocle, kind of sitting there like the Duke of Windsor.
Sure, sure.
Type of thing. I mean, he's got the bow tie.
He's
and
got a little bow tie on.
There's the, what do you call that?
The filigree.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
The swirlies around him framing his dog face?
Yes.
Okay. Looks good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a decent portrait.
Danny did a good job.
How long did that take?
About 5 hours.
Wow.
Yes. And when it got down to like the last hour, I totally underestimated. Like I was looking at my tattoo, what he had done so far. And I'm thinking, oh, it's only going to be like another 20 minutes. So I do a Facebook Live and I'm like, yeah, we got about 20 minutes left. And Danny looked at me and he's like, no, you don't. I was like, oh, shorter than that? He's like, no, it's another hour. And I was like, what? Why? My arm hurts. But
in this day and age, it's always interesting to me that tattoos are probably one of the rare things that people will sit down and wait and put in the time for.
Well, if you think about it, when I get my hair done, that takes about 4 hours, four and a half or five hours.
Sure.
So it's not anything that is too crazy. And I was mostly nervous because the first tattoo that I got, which is on my left bicep, that only took about 30 minutes. Because it was someone else's writing, so all they had to do was just kind of trace over it. And I got that when I was 18. So that was 6 long years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like 40 now, because I know how to do math. So I was nervous, like, okay.
It's way back when you were 14.
It was way back when I was 18 and just like full of life. So my biggest concern was, am I going to be a giant P word about it? And, you know, be like, oh, I need a break. Oh, my God, I can't do it.
Were there any breaks?
Yeah, we took a couple breaks, did some stretching. I had some yogurt, I had some cheese, I had an apple. So, but Danny has a really light hand. It's not like he's digging like into your skin. So,
that's not a thing with tattooing, though.
What do you
digging
mean?
In to the skin thing, right?
But some tattooers put like a
Nobody's
lot of.
Nobody's like coming at you like Jason Voorhees.
Well, no.
With the
but some
ink
tattooers
gun.
Have like really gentle hands,
yes.
And other ones are a lot harder. So
I can't really. Yeah, I've done one tattoo.
Yeah.
So I have no experience really.
And I got home and I had like the cling wrap on it and I took off my coat and Thor was very concerned about the plastic wrap that was on my arm. And he followed me everywhere. Like I went to go lay down in bed with Tyler and Thor got up and like laid on my chest and just kept staring at it. And
he's a little weirdo.
Thor?
Yeah,
yeah, he's weird. Then I got in the shower. And I opened the like the curtains and Thor is just sitting right there, like still staring at me like they're like something's wrong.
Was he
with
staring
you.
At the image of the dog thinking there's a dog on your arm?
No, I think he was mostly concerned about the cling wrap.
Let me see. Lift your sleeve, would you?
OK.
Move the microphone.
OK. So he was kind of concerned. He kept trying to lick it. I think he thought I was like wounded.
The nose looks weird.
What do you mean?
Like it looks like it's sloping down on the. The side closest, like the nose part closest to your back.
Well, if you, I mean, he's at an angle.
Okay.
If you look at the photo that Danny used for the portrait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It matches? Okay.
Yeah, it matches up really well. So
Danny it looks like he's a boxer. Not the dog boxer, but like he's Thor and he just got out of a boxing match. And
yeah,
somebody caved in the side of his nose.
He's taking on Conor McGregor next week.
Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now, back to more Moose Tracks.
Kyler's getting a fire day.
Yeah, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Capitol Square downtown, apparently there was a fire, and that's why all the fire trucks are rushing down Locust. And it's mostly out, according to Lieutenant Chris Clement of Des Moines Fire. So no determination on the cause of that fire. So avoid the area surrounding Capitol Square building, according to the authorities. But maybe that fire took care of some of the ice.
Right?
That's a bastard yesterday. sliding around taking Evie to school yesterday morning.
Do you ever get mad at yourself for slipping on the ice? Like you fall and you're like, oh, I should have paid more
attention.
Yeah,
you always feel like a dunderhead.
Yeah.
Like a big dumb boob.
Little boobins.
It's like it's just walking. It shouldn't be that hard.
How am I bad at
it? And you know there's
it?
Ice there. You're doing like the little, it's like you're doing the old man ginger walk.
The little shuffle.
Yeah, little tiny steps. No big gaping wide gate.
I love when you go down, though, and you, like, scream. Like, if someone were to record it, I wish every time someone biffed it on the ice, there was, like, a slow-mo camera, because it's the whole, like, I'm going down, and you're, like, grasping, your hands are out. You're trying to find anything to hold on to.
I guarantee you 90% of the verbalization, the sounds that people make, if you had to average it out and find that one sound, it'd probably be something like, oh, F. Yeah, and there's like a...
More than like a son of a bitch!
Yeah. 244-1033, when did you encounter the ice or witness it, whether walking or driving? Bob from Sheridan.
I was calling about people slipping and falling.
Yeah, did you biff it?
No, I did not, but I was on a bowling team with a guy named Andy, and this guy is a big guy. He's a big boy, and... We were at a bowling tournament, and he was walking through the cars, slipped on ice, and hit his face on a receiving hitch.
Ooh.
Ooh, no.
And the ball went directly into his eye.
Ah!
Ah!
Yes. I didn't even want him to look up. I was just like, you know, we were all standing there, and we got him up.
Oh, my God.
And the best we could see that nothing, I mean... We're definitely not in charge of how somebody's life is going to, you know, we don't know. So he went to the hospital and his eyeball and everything underneath was fine. But that thing was black shut for, it seemed like for eternity.
Oh my
gosh. I mean, it just was black, black, black shut.
Oh, that's like one of my worst nightmares.
Anything going into my eye.
I thought you were going to say it went into his mouth and shattered all his teeth. And
no, and I mean, it didn't break his eye socket or nothing. It went directly into his freaking eyeball.
I'd rather have my eye socket broken.
Hold on, let me play this. Hold on, Bob, hold on.
Yeah.
Was he doing that, or was he crying?
He was pretty tough about it. I would have been crying like a little girl.
he probably was in shock. Like something just went in my eye hole.
Well, and then we're all sitting there like, what do we do? What do we do with Andy? You know?
And then there's Gary next to you. So are we bowling or what?
Looks like we got to put him down.
You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
Four keys.
I know. Good luck with your toilet activity.
Thank you. I took my probiotic today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Thank
Chewable.
You thank you, probiotic Jesus.
Chewables.
Oh, right. Yeah. The call of the day, Bo.
About the whole busting your ass on the ice thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is back in like 2014, but we had that really bad, like first it started out as an ice storm in Des Moines, and then we got the snow after that. But yeah, everybody, there was pileups everywhere. Nobody could make it up the roads or anywhere. But I was trying to go down to my in-laws' house because it was close. And I was like, you know what? I'll just get snowed in there and go home in the morning. Everything will be good to go.
Sure.
And I was on my way there from work. Well, I'd slid into a car. I rear-ended a car on my way trying to get there. And it was just like a little 5-mile-an-hour kiss, you know, wasn't nothing much. Mm-hmm. And then the second one, I was trying to get up a hill, and I couldn't make it. You know how they got those orange traction sand barrels?
Yeah.
Well, I saw one of those, and I was stuck, like, right at the very top of the hill. And I was like, okay, well, I'll get some sand, throw it on my tires, and I'll be good to go. I can make it, the 20 feet that I need to get on the rest of the way up over the hill.
Should be fine.
So I put my car in park, let off the brake. The car stays there. It sits there. So I jump out. I get to about the middle of the road, like I was crossing the road to go get the traction sand. I get to about the middle of the road and turn around and look, and there goes my car sliding down the hill in park without me in it.
Wah, 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 wah.
It bounced off of a Dodge Caravan, and then it pushed that Caravan into a brand new at the time Ford Explorer, and my car got stopped by a mailbox on the other side of the road. And if it wouldn't have been for that mailbox, I believe my car would have been in somebody's living room.
Yeah. Your car went rogue. It was like, nah, I'm out.
Oh, and then... Then my dumbass decides, well, I'm going to chase after my car. It's moving slow enough. I think I can catch it.
I think I can open the door and jump in.
I took one step towards the car, and I was like a turtle on his back sliding down the hill, too.
Yeah, risky proposition there.
I would have paid money to watch that.
Like, the way that would have worked, if you'd gotten close, you would have slipped and went under the tire.
Of course.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, ice is such a bitch. All hail and respect the ice.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.